Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defond LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, this is episode 192 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de los podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida. Mr. Klinsman is away. He's actually down at Walt Disney World doing a little research and development. He is down with our team. He's shooting some video on our Facebook page, doing some vlogs, and eating some loveliness. I know the other night he was at Mama Mel Melnick's, and tonight we're texting, and he was having a craft beer at the Grand Floridian lobby, watching the orchestra and waiting to have dinner at the Grand Floridian Cafe. He just notified me that dinner was fantastic, and he's now at Disney Springs having a Bud Light. So he's enjoying himself, but he wanted to let me know that he is working feverishly, doing some research and trying to make our podcast and our YouTube channel better. So enjoy your vacation. We'll have him back next week. This week, we are going to review Port Orleans Riverside. I was there back in August. I did an overnight by myself, little staycation, little mancation, and I stayed at Port Orleans Riverside Alligator Bayou, and I had my good friend Scott Campbell from the Enchanted Tiki Talk podcast. He met me up, and we did a walk around of the grounds, and that's his favorite resort, the old Dixie Landings Resort. Back when he was a kid, near and dear to his heart. So when I asked him if he wanted to meet me at Port Orleans, he was very happy to oblige, and he met me up there, and we did a walk around, talked about the history, talked about the bars, the restaurants, the quick service, what have you. But he brought a wealth of knowledge, and I think you're going to enjoy that part of the episode. I really appreciate Scott coming and meeting me. So, yeah, that should be a good segment. But I want to talk real quickly before we go to break about the Florida Gators. Not many of you could give a rat about the Gators, but I'm a big Gator fan. And there was news this past week that head coach Jim McElwain was fired in the Florida Gators after a 42-7 loss in the world's largest outdoor cocktail party in Jacksonville to the Georgia Bulldogs. I had kind of seen it coming. A lot of things going on. When he took over, he was supposed to possibly bring Fun and Gun back to Gainesville. Obviously that never happened. One of his quotes that I thought was funny a couple years ago, he said, "You've got to understand in this offense, I believe I can win with my dog, Clarabelle. You know, that's the attitude. There's good players here, but that's just our responsibility to get that going." And his offenses over the past 2.5 years have consistently been ranked in the 100s, and back when Spurrier was there, he was constantly scoring. He brought Fun and Gun. It was a fun team to watch, and McElwain was never able to get an offense going. I think another thing that did him in was his talent evaluation. He had Will Greer back a couple years ago, who took in, quote, illegal substance, tested positive for PEDs, so he was going to be suspended for a year. And this is after Florida was off to a 6-0 start. They were rolling, and when he was going to come back, this was mid-season of 2015, McElwain told him and his father that he was free to explore other options, and that if he did come back to Florida, he was going to have to compete for his starting job. So Greer transferred to West Virginia, and he is having an unbelievable year. And obviously, Gator fans would much rather have Will Greer at the helm as opposed to Mr. Franks, Felipe Franks, who just looks lost out there. Everybody says he's got a great arm, which he does. You could see him air it out in that win over Tennessee. He's got a gun, but he just looks lost out there. He can't see open receivers. He makes bad decisions. He gets sacked all the time. Everybody blames the offensive line, but he has no clue. There'll be a wide receiver open. A running back will come out of the backfield that he won't see, and he just looks lost out there. So looking at talent, I just don't think he was able to perform. Another quote that I also thought was really interesting was when he was talking about recruits last year, he was talking about the stellar recruiting class that they have coming in for 2017-2018. And after a big win in one of the bowl games, the Outback Bowl up in Tampa that I attended with my wife, with the AD sitting in his room, his quote was, "We'll look for the commitment that we can from the administration moving forward. See where that's at," McElwain said. So kind of ripping his new athletic director, claiming that he hasn't been getting the support that he needs, which is kind of a crock. But what, you know, I think the final thing that did him in was a week ago, he was claiming that he was getting death threats. He and his family were getting death threats as well as his players. And the University Athletic Association, the UAA, contacted him and said, what's going on? Why are you going to the media? We got to investigate this, because if there's death threats going on from fans to you, your family, and our players, we have to investigate it. He kind of backtracked, said, well, I got a couple phone calls, but I'll let you know if it's anything serious. And I think this was McElwain going to the media, trying to get himself the heck out of this position, maybe seeing if he can get a buyout, because he hasn't been happy. He's been losing here. Granted, he did win two SEC East titles, and they got stomped in both of those games against Alabama. But over the past couple years, winning an SEC East title is kind of like being valedictorian of your summer school. I mean, it really doesn't mean much. So that's what did him in. The loss 42-7 to Georgia was the clincher, and you know, a lot of people were texting me, asking me what I thought. And after Saturday's game, I listened to his press conference, and he was very deflated, sounded like dead man walking. I said, I think he's gone Sunday, Monday the latest. And sure enough, Sunday morning, he got the axe. So Florida, once again, is in search of a head ball coach. I think, personally, my two top picks, who I think are realistic, are Scott Frost, who's been doing a great job at UCF. He's making, I think, $2 or $3 million, so Florida can obviously buy out his contract. They can give him a ton of money. I think he's number one on their list. And I also think Dan Mullen, Mississippi State, is also on their radar, either 1 or 2, 2 and 1, but one of those two guys, I think, is going to be the head football coach of the Florida Gators. We shall see. That's my prediction. That's about it. Yeah, exactly what you wanted to hear was a little Florida Gator football. But I am the expert of the podcast as far as it comes to Gator sports. So I wanted to take this opportunity, with Mr. Klinsman being absent down in Orlando, to talk a little Gator football. So that's all I have. We will take a break. And when we come back, Mr. Campbell will be joining me on property at Port Orleans.
All right, Lulu, let's get to it, dolly. Come on, shout. Just follow the bouncing butt. We're gonna take you down, we're gonna take you down, we're gonna take you all the way down. We're gonna take you down, we're gonna take you down, we're gonna take you all the way. Going down the bayou, going down the bayou, going down the bayou, taking you all the way. We got the whole family, that's old Mimi, Cousin Boudreaux, oh, Grandmama, your lighter. We all gonna pull together down here, that's how we do. Me for them and them for me, we all be there for you. We gonna take ya, we gonna take ya, we gonna take ya all the way down. We know where you're going and we're going with you, taking you all the way. Going down the bayou, going down the bayou, going down the bayou, taking you all.
What's up, Port Floridians? This is Port Favor Mike. I'm at Disney's Port Orleans Riverside, and I'm joined by my good friend, podcast and friend, and local resident Scott Campbell. Scotty, what's going on, brother?
Glad to be here with you, enjoying this heat, and about to enjoy some AC.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Too long.
All right, so where we're walking in, main lobby, and you assumed that we'd meet at the bar.
Why wouldn't we?
River Roost. Now, do you frequent this place a lot?
Of course. When Yeehaw Bob's around.
What's so special about this place?
You got Yeehaw Bob.
Well, talk to me about him.
So, piano bar gone crazy, hyped up. Everyone interacts together. It's just a madhouse of fun.
Is it like karaoke or what?
No.
What's the genre that this guy plays?
Everything.
Everything.
He plays everything.
All right.
All piano, just up there rocking away.
So you're saying that this place is jam-packed on the nights that he plays?
Yeah, you got to get here hour and a half early.
And I missed him because he only plays Wednesday through Sunday.
It's poor planning on your part.
That was poor planning on my part. Fulton's General Store. Do you like this gift shop?
Probably the best gift shop on property for a resort.
Best gift shop on property for a resort.
I mean, look at this thing. This place is huge.
It is huge. It's,
and they have everything.
Huge. I'll tell you one thing I was disappointed with. We look at resort specific. Mug, shot glass, bag tags. I don't see my
pins.
Shirt. I don't see my t-shirt.
No t-shirt?
No t-shirt. That's just
what about the mini apron?
I could wear the mini apron.
You could wear that. We'll embroider it.
I'm with you, though. When I walked in here, I thought that this was a huge,
I mean, how many
very
other
nice gift
shops have audio animatronics and stuff in it?
That's true.
I know you do. You're
cute. Sauce is expensive, I think.
Some of the sauce is. Let's go for the wine. When it's
are you a wine drinker?
Not good sauce. Yeah, I'm a wine drinker. I love a good bottle of wine.
What's your limit, price-wise?
We won't go there. If it's a good wine, you'll pay for it.
Oh, wow. All right, we're going to walk through the food court real quick. Bob Jackson is his name.
You want some good filth. Have you eaten in the food court?
Yes, I did.
Talk about a filth burger. They've got like a burger with pulled pork on it.
I know. They got that. I got the one that's the most popular, right? The one with the fried green tomatoes and the pimento cheese.
Yeah. It's a good one.
All right. Walking through Boatwright's. What's your take on this?
Boatwright's loved it.
Have you
a couple
been
times.
Here a couple times?
Went with you and about died in there, remember?
Yes. I thought it was great. I thought it was one of the better one credit sit downs I've ever been to.
Yeah. No, food's great. Atmosphere is awesome in there. Nope. Again, best food court on property.
This one is?
Well, theming wise. I think Art of Animation, probably food wise, best food court. But
why do you like the theming? Tell me about the theming.
A working cotton wheel that's not working right now. So, you know. But it works the water wheel outside.
Yeah, the water wheel has been down today and yesterday.
Lots of good food stations.
Now, if I'm
a lot of seating.
I was getting water this morning. Is that a washboard?
Probably played machine? As one.
Doesn't that soda machine see it up top?
Yeah.
Doesn't that look like it's a washboard?
Let's play it. Let's see what it sounds like.
Could be a washboard.
Could be one. Grab some spoons. Play the spoons with it.
Now, what's your go-to at the food court?
The filth burger is what I love here.
Is that the one with the pulled pork?
Pulled pork.
They got another one. It looks like they got like
it's
prime
got beer
rib.
Cheese on it. That one. Yes. It's not pulled pork. It's
yes.
Prime rib.
The one with prime rib.
And beer cheese. A beer fondue cheese thing. That's a good one. I think that's their Bayou burger.
Yes. I got them all mixed up because they have the Bayou and then they have the, I don't even know.
Walking my favorite part of the resort.
This is your favorite part?
Alligator Bayou.
Why is that?
You stay in this building right here, which I think is 14. 14, closest to the food court, closest to the bus stop, and it's still quiet.
Now,
I noticed this morning when I had my coffee. How
authentic is that? We're looking off to the right. It just looks like a swamp that you've seen in Louisiana, doesn't it?
You get a lot of wildlife out here.
What kind?
You'll get gators, ducks, occasional squirrel. Tons of lizards around here.
So you've how many times have you stayed here?
Probably 6 to 8 total, maybe more.
Riverside or French Quarter combined?
No, Riverside. French Quarter I've stayed twice.
Now, when this was Dixie Landings, the whole... Was both of them Dixie Landings?
No, that's always been French Quarter.
And this was Dixie Landings?
This was Dixie Landings.
Do you know why they changed the name?
The old political correctness.
Fabulous.
Same reason we lose our redhead. Have you checked out the old man fishing hole?
I did. That was
the
weasel
pool.
That's called the weasel pool. I went over there yesterday. It was packed, so I went to the quiet pool here at Alligator Bayou.
Which is what I love. There's like
nice
seven of them here.
Fabulous.
But look, how much quieter is it over here now?
It's beautiful.
You walk out of the food court and it's dead silent.
Super quiet. Do you like the rooms at Alligator Bayou?
I love them. So growing up as a family of five, this was one of the only properties that we could stay at because it's got a trundle bed in the Alligator Bayou section. But I just love the rustic feel. I love how they've got the ceiling fans.
Very cabin-y, it felt like to me.
Yes. And I've stayed in the mansion side, which was nice, but different feel. I like this over here because you've got so much of the landscape around. Just quiet.
Now, when you go to resorts, do you go to the pre-kids? Did you go to the quiet pools or did you go to the weasel pools?
I'd almost always come to this resort and I'd do both.
Yeah.
Usually the quiet pool, though. You go there and have the entire pool to yourself.
Now, does this way goes to the mansions, right?
Yeah, if you run around. So I noticed as we were walking from French Quarter over, there's a sign for a fun run here. Have you seen that?
No, what's a fun run?
It's on Sunday mornings, it said, and it runs around
I saw the sign, I just didn't know what it meant.
I mean, I don't know what kind of run is fun, but you end with a beignet at French Quarter. I guess you can't go wrong with
So you run a beignet. You run a 5K and then you eat some filth?
I don't even know if it's a full 5K. You might even be lucked out and not have to do the whole thing. But yeah. Some filth to win it off.
So what are the mansions are called? Magnolia Bend?
Yes.
I did think the rooms were very nice. I'll say one thing that I didn't like about it. The size of the TV.
Are they small?
Yeah, they were really small.
I don't even remember.
Like it was centered over the day bed. And it was like almost half the size.
Wow.
Like you could probably get a good 40 inch up there.
Now, did you pick Alligator Bayou?
No. I just picked the cheapest room.
All right.
Standard view, which is fine with me.
Yep. Now it's almost like you're walking into a whole different resort here. A
completely different resort. Now this, Kristen just thinks that this is so amazingly themed.
Well, she loves the Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
The whole feel, the magnolia trees.
She had told you that, huh?
Yep.
Now all these buildings are named differently.
Yes.
So we have Arcadian House.
And there's a story that goes with, just like Disney, the entire place. But each house is named after a different family that goes back to when this was back in like the 1800s.
So these are literally mansions.
Yes. The old plantation houses.
Oh, where did they house these? Where were these housed? These in Louisiana as well?
Well, they're not like brought here.
No, but I mean, where were they?
They're designed after ones from Louisiana, Mississippi.
Okay.
The whole general South. Yeah, each one has a different theme to them.
That magnolia tree is gorgeous.
Huge.
I think magnolia trees might be my favorite. How about you? What's your favorite native tree down here?
Oh, you gotta go palm tree.
Well, the palm tree too. I like the palm, but I like
Sable
in the magnolia.
Tree.
What's the sable? What's the difference?
Sable palm has the bluish type fronds to it. Thicker frond on it.
You can tell I'm getting immune to this heat because it doesn't...
It's not that hot,
I didn't
it?
Even. I didn't notice it, and I'm looking at my phone. It was 97. I think it's just... It's not as humid because I'm not sweating.
It's not.
It's not, it's not as humid.
I mean, look, I'm wearing full-on slacks. So it's not bad.
Now, have you stayed in the mansions?
Yes.
What's the theming like inside in their rooms?
Very... It stays the same. Plantation, very stately. Crisp, clean lines, white, four-poster type bed. It's been a while since I've stayed there before they read it to the, where they've got the princess rooms and everything else, but completely different feel.
You're right, though. It isn't as quiet here as it is over.
Yeah, because it's all open. You don't have all the landscaping blocking it, so you hear all the...
Yeah, you can hear the...
children screaming.
The weasel pool over there. Now, have you ever done the horse-drawn buggy?
No.
I saw that. I saw some people doing it yesterday.
It's popular. I've done the Surrey bike, though. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you can rent it like a half hour, an hour. You can do a two or four person,
yep.
I think.
The boats that come by, and you gotta do the golf wave.
Oh yeah, you do. Oh, you do the one.
I do the
you
golf.
Ever do the sideway one?
No,
you just do the.
I do the golf to them. You talk about a peaceful boat ride. Take this down to Disney Springs.
How long does it take?
15-20 minutes.
15-20.
Once you get down around Old Key West and the tree houses, and when you're...
Is it a pretty
ride? You
talk
about feeling like you're in the bayou. It does not get any more authentic than that.
So do I need to do that before I leave?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta do it. Just go on there, take it, ride it right back.
Just not even get off?
No.
Now, do they stop at French Quarter, or does French Quarter have their own?
It depends on occupancy. Usually they'll have just one.
That stops at both?
But there's times where it'll do just the one resort. Most time it'll do both, though.
I think you can get them to beep.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the sign for a boat horn is, though.
What is the sign? I don't know what the sign. I know, like, when you're on the highway and you do one of those,
yeah,
the chaka will.
We may have to come up. We'll just say we got him to do that one.
We did get him to do that. It was delayed. That was delayed.
So their quiet pools for the plantations are going to be bigger, so I don't think they're as quiet.
Yeah, I noticed that
there's a couple here where there's like five or six that are over just in the bayou section.
Yeah, I noticed that this one was pretty much bigger.
Yeah. Covering the walkway. Susie would love this.
This is nice.
She's gonna kill you.
So where did your love come from for this resort? Take us back.
First place I ever stayed back in 96.
96, you were a young man.
I was a wee lad. And we just kept coming here for family vacations, and then...
So was this your first family vacation to Disney?
In 96, yes.
So it was your first stay on property?
Correct.
And I would assume that you've never stayed off property?
As far as Disney, no.
Yeah.
First time I ever came to Orlando was in 1991, and we stayed over off of iDrive. We didn't do Disney.
Okay. Because when I started coming, there weren't moderates in values. There was the most expensive hotels, and there were two at the time. You stayed at Dixie Landings.
I did. Loved it ever since.
So I assume this is your favorite moderate?
By far.
Is it your favorite overall?
Yeah.
And then why did you decide to stay at French Quarter?
First time I stayed there was because we were part of a wedding group, so that's where the rooms were. And then second time I stayed, Riverside was sold out, so we went to French Quarter, and that was when I was moving down here.
Because I think I remember when we met you after we had both first moved down here, I think you said that your wife and family were going to do a trip down here around Christmas. Was that it? She was still up there selling the house.
Right.
And I think you said she was coming down and you guys were going to stay at French Quarter.
Yes.
Was that Christmas time?
Yep. Actually, yeah. So that was when we did. That would have been November. Right around November we did that one.
Okay, because I remember when we came here, we did the water park.
Right.
First, so it would have still been pretty warm. Probably like October, so late September, early October.
I know we did. Blizzard Beach, that was the day, that was my birthday, that we went and met up there.
That's right, because we all went to dinner.
Yep.
I think we're going to get our afternoon storm, do you? It's a dark cloud over there, but...
Have you stayed French Quarter?
Huh?
Have you stayed at French Quarter?
No.
A little creepy over there.
Is it?
If you don't mind the Mardi Gras over the top.
Yeah,
creepy stuff.
I ate at the food court today. Because over here it was, couldn't get a seat.
Oh wow.
So I walked down there. Alright, so if you're going to sell somebody on staying here, what are your hot buttons?
To me, it has the overall feel of a luxury at the moderate price. The amount of pools they have, proximity to pretty much all the parks, boat ride to Disney Springs. I think there's so many options. You've got a nice sit-down restaurant, great food court. There's just so much here. Even just the walking path alone, I mean, just this walk right here. The scenic part of it.
Walking paths are nice. I think the theming's probably the best. I've said that the first time I got on property.
Yep. You can see illuminations from here.
Where do you have to be?
You can see it from up by the Weasel Pool. Most anywhere in this general area around the parking lot, lobby area. Probably most of the grass area over here.
Is this one of the larger resorts?
It's probably middle.
I would say Coronado is probably one of the biggest, right?
Pop and Art are bigger. All Stars are all bigger.
Yeah, so all the values are. And then you get into the moderates, I would assume. Caribbean Beach is pretty big, too.
Yeah, but they've taken a lot out.
The high-rise DVC.
Right.
I'll tell you one thing I was disappointed with.
What's that?
The food. And not the quality, but they have one sit-down.
Right.
And they only serve dinner.
But isn't that true for pretty much every moderate?
No. Las Ventanas has breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Okay.
I think their other one might have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Place at Caribbean only did dinner. But I like a good sit-down breakfast.
Okay.
And you couldn't find that here. That was the only thing that was disappointing, I thought.
Hey, if that's the only thing, I'll take it.
Plus, that quick service fills up. When the only action's for breakfast and lunch, that place is packed.
It's true.
Por favor tip, don't go to breakfast late. 10 o'clock, before they stop, all the kids sleeping, it's horrible. I remember one of the best breakfasts we had was at over at Kona, at the Polynesian. We had an early, like maybe 8:30, and there was nobody there. And I said, is this place dead? And the waiter said, no, just nobody comes to breakfast this early. So that's a good por favor tip.
It's a good one to have.
And we're coming up on our circle.
Grand Circle Tour.
Grand Circle Tour. I got nothing else to add.
I think you got it all.
All right.
This is the place to be, though.
I'll definitely come back. I liked it.
You got to bring Susie back.
Did I like it as much as Coronado Springs? No.
But you'll come back.
But I'll come back and I'll bring Susie because this was really nice. And it's really cool at night. It's really nice at night.
Yeah. Love it at night.
Well, for Por Favor Scott, I'm Por Favor Mike signing off. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
All right, we're back from break. This is episode 192 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las podcast. You just listened to a walk around the Port Orleans Riverside Resort with myself, Scott Campbell. That was on my one-day staycation. And now we have in studio Susie joining us because a few weeks after we went back and we stayed in the mansions. And we're going to get Susie's take on what did we stay? Just one night there?
Yes, just one night at Port Orleans Riverside. It's quite lovely.
I stayed at the Alligator Bayou the night that I went up by myself, and then we stayed at the mansions with Susie, which is what she's kind of always wanted to stay.
Yeah, I've always been fascinated with the South and New Orleans and just kind of the river culture and plantation culture. So when we walked through there a few years ago, I was like, wow, this is really pretty. I really, really want to stay here. And Mike was kind enough to book a room, and he actually got the Princess and the Frog room, which was pretty cool.
Did you like the theming of those rooms? Because I didn't quite understand it.
I liked the theming. I think it, you know, it's obviously geared toward somebody who's really, really into the princesses. I think it would be great with a little girl or little kids who just, I mean, you know, the LED lights in the bed that make the fireworks look like they're going off are pretty neat. The faucets in the bathroom were shaped like the genie's lamp from Aladdin, and the carpet was built into the rug on the floor of the bedroom. So just really neat little touches like that. I don't know that I would necessarily pay extra for that theming, again, as adults without kids, but it was really cool to stay there once and see it. But I really think kids would get a kick out of it.
Okay, what positives did you see from Port Orleans Riverside? What did you like about it?
I really liked the landscaping. The walkways were really nice. It was just a really pretty resort to be at. You know, the fact that they had benches where you could sit and kind of look out toward the river, just watch life go by. I liked the boat to Disney Springs. I think that's fantastic. The pools were nice. The big pool was very busy, but they've got a great bar and hammocks and lots of stuff going on. And then the smaller pools were really nice. I mean, the one that was by our building had a pergola at one end and lots of chaise lounges underneath. It was just very quiet and relaxing. What did you like about it?
I thought it was quiet. It's kind of set away from the main area, the lobby, the quick service, and the bar. So I thought the grounds were a little quiet where we were. I liked the proximity to Disney Springs. I liked the walk around. But some of the negatives was the big pool. Every time I go there, I have difficulty getting a chaise lounge, and it's always crowded, always loud. So I've always had to resort to their quiet pools. But the quiet pools are great in both locations. I thought they were great. We spent some time in the quiet pool, and there was probably like 2 kids and 3 adults in that quiet pool. I think the food court is average at best. It's okay. We do like to sit down. We didn't eat there this time, but we did eat there a couple years ago with Dr. DeVorney and Mr. Campbell. You did like boat rides, right?
Yeah, I liked boat rides. It was really good.
I think the bar, if you're into that yee-yah bob type of thing, would be fun. But if you're just sitting in looking for a drink, I think it's a little crowded and loud. And I think there's other bars that have more appeal for me.
Would you? I mean, the theming of the bar I thought was really cool because it's very jazz oriented, and so they've got sheet music to lots of old jazz standards, and you know, framed records and photos of different jazz stars. So I liked it, but I agree. I think there are places that are bigger and just a little more conducive to having a quiet drink, you know, not necessarily doing the whole rowdy sing-along thing. I think that's what I like about just Port Orleans in general, is that you kind of get the best of both worlds. Like, if you want that downtown New Orleans thing, you can have it. But if you don't, then Riverside is quieter and a little more laid back.
Now, without which area did you like better? You haven't stayed at Alligator Bayou, but would you want to stay there next time? Did you like that area walking around, or do you still like the mansions?
I still like the mansions. I just like the way they're laid out. I like the fact that they have kind of that big courtyard in the middle with like the kind of formal garden area. Like, our building had a fountain, and they had green and purple lights that were playing in the fountain at night. They had benches where you could sit. It was just very kind of elegant. You know, Alligator Bayou is a little more rustic. which I know appeals to some people, but as Mike will tell you, I am an elitist, so I kind of like the more uppity stuff.
Actually, it's a Northeast Ivy League elitist. Correct?
I suppose.
Okay. And I stayed at both pretty much back-to-back within 3 or 4 weeks, and I liked Alligator Bayou better. I liked the landscaping. I liked the rooms. The rooms are very cool. So I like that. Now, another question would be, would you rather stay at French Quarter or Port Orleans Riverside?
I think I would rather stay at Riverside. I mean, French Quarter has that one area where there's kind of that garden space. It looks like a little city park, which was cute. And it's got some cute little, like, reflecting pool sort of things, like mini fountains. But it does exactly what it's supposed to do, and you feel like you're in a city. And if I want to go to New Orleans, then I'll go to New Orleans.
I would agree. I think I'd rather stay at Riverside than French Quarter. I think it might be a little more geared toward the adults. I'll say another negative that just came to my head was the food options. You look at French Quarter, they don't have a sit-down restaurant, and Riverside only has one, which is surprising to me. For such a big moderate resort, you would think that you would have a little more food options. So I think that's disappointing. Yeah, that's about it. Pretty good wrap up. All right, my last question. This is the second moderate you've stayed at. First one being Coronado Springs. Mm-hmm. If you were to choose between those two, which one and why?
Honestly, I think I'd go back to Coronado Springs. I really liked it there. I mean, it was big, but it didn't feel excessive. The pool there is amazing. The hot tub is awesome. And I feel like for such a huge resort, especially with the convention center, I don't know if it was because of when we were there, but I didn't feel like it was crowded at all. It just felt very private and quiet. And it's got the hammocks on the beach, which I love. I think the restaurants there are great. The bar there is great. So, I mean, as much as I think I prefer the aesthetics of Riverside, I actually like the experience of staying at Coronado better.
And I would have to agree. I like Coronado Springs. I like the landscaping. I love the dig area. I think the hot tub is fantastic. The pool is fantastic. You have no problem getting a chase lounge. I don't think the weasel factor comes into effect. There's a lot less kids there. Rick's Lounge is one of the best bars, I think, on property. I think their sit-down restaurants are fantastic. And I was just Googling because everybody thinks that Coronado Springs is the biggest moderate on property, but I just confirmed because I had heard that Port Orleans Riverside was bigger, and it was because the number of rooms at Coronado Springs is 1,915, and the number of rooms at Port Orleans Riverside, hang on just a second.
It's 2,048.
It was 2,048, like Susie said. So there's actually more rooms at Port Orleans Riverside than there are at Coronado Springs. Now, were you surprised to see that number?
I was very surprised to see that.
You weren't sure where I was going on when I was hacking on the keyboard.
No, I wasn't sure what you were doing, but you always like to debunk those popular myths that are out there.
That's right. I always like to go after the cheerleaders and debunk a lot of their garbage. Do you have anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. I mean, I definitely would recommend staying there. I would actually be interested to stay in one of the non-themed rooms, just one of the regular mansion rooms, and see what that's like. Because I did feel like the themed room was a little cramped. Didn't you think it was a little small?
Yeah, for a moderate.
Like there was a lot of stuff.
It felt like there was a lot of stuff. You're exactly right. Yeah, it didn't have that that flow that Coronado Springs has, I thought.
It's an older, the room that we stayed in was older.
Definitely, definitely older.
It had a very small safe in the bathroom, and I think it actually had a key. I don't even think it had like a
the combo thing. Yeah, the combo, yeah.
And it was like right across from the toilet, which was a little weird.
AKA mutter.
The layout, I thought the layout of the bathroom was a little odd, too.
Yeah, it didn't really have a nice flow to the mudroom, did it?
No.
Yeah, badly in need of a refurbishment,
yeah,
I would say.
I would say that as well. I mean, I thought the furnishings themselves were nice, like the beds were nice, like the table and chairs and everything were okay, but the room itself just needs an overhaul.
Yeah, I would say French Quarter is great for kids. Riverside is good for kids. And those two resorts, I think, are definitely better for kids than in Coronado Springs. Let's keep the kids away from Coronado Springs. Us adults need one resort that we can hang out with without a 10 out of 10 weasel factor. Well, Susie, I'm going to let you go. Get back to watching the World Series.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Por Favor Podcast. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. Search for us, Por Favor Podcast. Check out Mr. Klinsman's doing a great job doing the day in the life on our YouTube channel, Por Favor Podcast. You can email the show, info@porfavorpodcast.com. You can email me, Mike@porfavorpodcast.com. You can email Mr. Klinsman, Gary@porfavorpodcast.com. I think I pretty much hit everything else. You can also follow me personally on Twitter @porfavormike. And that should be everything. Thanks again for listening to episode 192 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. From Mr. Klinsman, who is in Orlando on site doing some doing a little research, taking in some food at the Food and Wine. I know that he's been posting a lot on Facebook on our Por Favor page, also working on some vlogs. I'd like to thank him for his dedication to the podcast and taking a week vacation. I know he didn't want to do it. It was something that I asked, so I appreciate him taking the bull and sacrificing and going down there and trying new foods, hanging out at the Grand Floridian, watching the orchestra, having a microbrew, and enjoying himself. Appreciate it, buddy. For Susie, I am Por Favor Mike. We will talk to you next week. We'll be right back.